Starscream here, and I am the lord and master of the Geekcast Radio Network. Don't tell Megatron.
You're listening to the Geekcast Radio Network. Unleash the geek in you.
This is Geekcast Radio, episode 315. I'm, of course, TF2 and Mike, and joining me is Jesse, a.k.a. Matrix Prime. Hello, sir. How the hell have you been?
Hello, not too bad. About yourself?
I'm doing... Apparently, I can't talk. You know, you podcast for almost 15 years. You think you'd be good at this stuff, right, folks? I'm doing pretty good. And this is a Saturday morning TV episode. And you said something to me on Twitter. You said something either on Twitter to me or in general. I forget what the hell it was about the decline of the long TV theme song.
Yeah, so I guess what got me started thinking about this is you were just recently on a Knight Rider podcast.
Yes.
I don't know if you want to promote that really quick, but
No, it's the Space Book. They're over on YouTube. I will most likely have the link either embedded or in the show notes. We talked my number one favorite 80s action shows ever, Knight Rider. So we did that a couple of weeks ago.
So I was a big fan of Knight Rider as a kid as well. I know. Oh, there's my I made sure I'm going to throw those in there. So, I was a big fan of the show growing up. I had like a talking Knight Rider car. It came with like a It came with a Michael Knight figure. I had a watch. I would always talk to my watch as though I was Michael Knight talking to Kit. Mm-hmm. So absolutely loved the show growing up. But I recall it having a somewhat lengthy theme song. Mm-hmm. And this theme song, right, has a little bit of spoken word in it. But for the most part, it's mostly music. And so I looked that up before, you know, we started recording this, and it clocks in at about a minute and 12 seconds long. So I started thinking about like other TV shows, like, you know, from the past that had like longer theme songs. And if you start thinking about TV today, right, a lot of TV shows either have significantly shorter theme songs, or in some instances, some of them may not even have theme songs.
Some of them are just one musical note.
Right. Right. But then I started looking at some other shows or thinking about other shows, and I started seeing where that isn't necessarily always the case. Where not, you know, some modern TV shows actually do have some longer or lengthy intros, but it really comes down to them being sort of niche, sort of boutique shows or sort of premium type shows. And I'll get into that as we kind of go through the list of stuff I got here. But I'm kind of seeing a trend where if it's more of like a network type show, really short, quick intro, right? But if it's something where it's more of a premium type show, you're either paying for the service to watch it, or if it's like it may even be like a cable type show.
Yeah,
some of them have like, you know, longer intros. I was even just looking at because I've got a daughter. She's almost four. She does watch a lot of like PBS type TV. PBS when I was growing up was like a single network, right? It was a channel. And Now they, in my area now, they have like five channels.
There's PBS, there's PBS Kids, there's PBS like Sprout or whatever. Like there's all these. Yeah.
Yep. So on the PBS Kids specifically, they show nothing but like cartoons, like 24/7. Mm-hmm. And some of them have really lengthy intros, and I wanted to go over a little bit of that as well. So
sure.
I guess I don't know how you want to jump into this. Like I said, I've got a list of shows here. But
so we'll jump into your list. But the one thing I wanted to say about TV intros is that I was born in 1980. So I've said this in every episode of every podcast I've recorded in the last 3 months. I had the ultimate growing up experience, I think, being born in 1980, because I was 5 years old when She-Ra or whatever, season two of Transformers was on. I was 6 years old when, you know, my heart got ripped out and I had to hide in a closet because of some stupid robot. The worst Autobot leader ever died, you know, kind of thing. So for me, TV in the TV intros, it was like, say you're watching what the end of Family Ties and Alex P. Keaton is boring you to death with politics. You get the closing theme, you get a commercial or two, and then you get the next show's opening theme. Well, in the last 40 odd years, the TV intro thing has changed. And I think it changed, I want to say, somewhere around 22 years, somewhere in the early 2000s, they went to this whole like opening stinger, opening teaser, and then the theme, and then it would come back to the show. And it was like, what the hell is this? Why are you changing the, like, I don't know. But I love TV. I love TV themes. I remember specifically what tracks they are. I don't even have to look at anything. In the late 90s, TV Tunes did their CD releases back then. They did 70s and 80s. They did 90s and 2000s. And I believe the 70s and 80s ones track 54. 5 and 56, yeah. Knight Rider was track 55 and Airwolf was track 56. They were obviously soundtracks with TV themes on them. Absolutely love that stuff. But yes, your list. Where does your list start, sir?
Yeah, so I guess we can start with sort of some of the longer ones. And we were just kind of discussing this kind of beforehand. And this isn't a show that I watched. This was a show that was on as I was growing up. It was also in syndication when I was growing up. But starting with MASH, it was about 50 seconds or so. Again, that's a show that I know nothing about. I never recall watching the show. I know some of the people that are in it. Mm-hmm. I know that it started out as a movie first, and, yep, and it turned into a TV show, a long-running TV show. But all I can recall is the theme song.
Yeah.
And I looked it up before we started here, and that ran for about 50 seconds.
Okay.
Which is, you know, quite significant when you're looking at like today's TV, because it's kind of what you said. Sometimes it's a little bit of a intro to the show, a quick stinger, and we're right back into the show, or it's like a really quick intro and boom, we're into the show.
Yeah, or it's, you know, Netflix and this and this and this and this present, and then there's an intro. And then we can talk about this later, probably, the skipping of the intro with streaming services now. Because if you're marathon watching something, you've seen the intro plenty of times, no matter what show it is. You don't need to watch that intro every single time.
Right. Yep. And then, again, what I'm looking at here in terms of, like, intro length, this is taking into account, like, the original run of it. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're looking at, like, syndication, sometimes they speed it up. Yeah. Sometimes they do cut it short. Like if you're watching, let's say like you're watching like Seinfeld, for example, on like TBS, before the current episode even finishes, they're like pushing you into the next episode.
Oh yeah.
And the credits run like super quick in this small little window. And then boom, we're back into the next episode.
Yeah. Well, that's the way that the cable syndication station packages probably work, was because they want to move you along. They want you to sit there on your couch for 9 hours, binging a show about nothing. You know, I'm looking at various versions of the main theme from Knight Rider, and we'll get into the whole Knight Rider thing later. But, you know, what I have here from the album that Stu Phillips released in 2020 is a minute and 20 seconds. Now, that's probably just, if I remember correctly, that is just the music. You are correct. there was, you know, the I'm one of the biggest Knight Rider fans I know. Why can't I remember that?
Knight Rider, a shadowy flight into the dangerous world of a man who does not exist.
That was part of the opening narration stuff. So, yeah, they all vary.
Yep. So, in terms of the count, I mean, we can actually, before I get to that, I did want to talk about really quick. So, the A team, right? Mm-hmm. So, I looked at season one, and then. And this also got me thinking about this as a topic to discuss. The A-Team was being shown on, I don't know, one of the over-the-air networks that shows like older shows. Mm-hmm. And it was season, I think it was season five. And I'm like, oh, look, the show is just starting. And my wife and I were sitting there. My daughter was there. My daughter, I've gotten her into like really liking some theme songs for the, you know, intro theme songs for TV shows. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, here, watch this. You're going to enjoy this. And in that season, they didn't have any voiceover. It was literally just music. I'm like, well, this is, I don't even remember this one.
Yeah, no, season five, I do not remember at all.
The one that I recall is, you know, from season one where it has the voiceover. And looking at that was a minute and 32 seconds.
Yeah.
There's like no way in hell that any TV show today would have that, right? They would have started the show. We would have already gone to like first commercial break and, you know, we'd be waiting to go back into the show.
Yeah. And the thing about the A-Team theme song that I want to bring up just briefly before you move on is that not only did they remove the narration by season five, they also changed the narration. Between, I don't remember if it was between the pilot or between, originally it said in 1972, a crack commando unit. And then at some point in the future, it says 10 years ago, blah, blah, blah. Like it decided to not say 1972 anymore.
In 1972, a crack commando unit was sent to prison by a military court for a crime they didn't commit. These men promptly escaped from a maximum security stockade to the Los Angeles underground. Today, still wanted by the government, they survive as soldiers of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire the A-Team. 10 years ago, a crack commando unit was sent to prison by a military court for a crime they didn't commit. These men promptly escaped from maximum security stockade to the Los Angeles underground. Today, still wanted by the government, they survive as soldiers of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire the A-Team.
Yeah, I do recall them changing that. I don't remember what season that's from, but I do remember them changing that. I remember watching that show growing up, but I don't recall ever making it through like the entire series.
I didn't make it through the entire series either, but I still remember most of it. And most of what I remember is B.A. and Murdoch.
Also, by the way, in this episode, whichever episode this was that we had on, again, from season five, just it like opened right up immediately into a car chase on like, I don't know, an airfield or something.
Yep.
And there's people with machine guns shooting. I'm like, there's no way this would be on network TV today.
Oh, no. No, not at all. And again, this was the 80s. The 80s was the Wild West sort of television.
Right, yep. So the next show I've got on my list here, I actually have a more modern version or reboot to kind of compare it to. And I was actually kind of surprised by this one. And you know, we were just kind of talking about it. So Knight Rider, I've got it clocked in at the original from the 80s, got it clocked in at a minute and 12 seconds.
Yep.
And in the 2008 reboot, and I was actually kind of surprised by this, I have the intro clocking in at around 50 seconds.
Yep.
Which by that point, it still seems like that's quite a bit of time.
Well, again, it's also the switch of there was, and this is why I love and will defend the 2008 reboot till the day I die, was because you have that opening scene that may be a minute and a half or something. I don't know. I haven't actually timed that out, but you know, you have that opening scene and then it supposedly ends on a cliffhanger for commercial, but you go into this theme and the 2008, oh God, I love the 2008 theme. It's so good. So good. And the music that was done in that, I believe it was Christopher Ting, T-Y-N-G, that did that, and I just... Once I heard that, I was like, okay, I love the original theme, but this new theme is just as cool, because not only did you have the engine noises of the Mustang, not that we needed them, but yes, Christopher Ting, T-Y-N-G.
Good intro theme song, poorly executed TV show.
Okay. All right. Well, you brought that. We're not going to spend, I spent a whole podcast discussing this show. So yes, technically, poorly executed TV show, because they couldn't decide between doing villain of the week or continuity. And then obviously the funding from Ford most likely got cut, which means NBC is going to cut funding, which means by episode 17, you're screwed. So seriously, truly, like, that's from what I remember back then, that's most likely what happened. Honestly, the pilot film, which I still can't find anywhere, I had the DVD somewhere, I don't have it anymore, but there was a 2-hour pilot movie that you could actually go to Best Buy and get for free. They were giving the pilot film to this beloved franchise reboot away for free at Best Buy. So that's a whole 2-hour thing. And then the show, I want to say episode 1 of the show and episode 12 of the show are the two best fully integrated Knight Rider continuity-based episodes, because episode 12 was Knight to King's Pawn, and it featured the return of Nemesis Prime as the voice of Carr. Peter Cullen came back, and I still watch that episode every once in a while. I love that episode.
You had higher hopes for the show. I wish it would have lasted, but...
Yeah, me too.
But if you do track down that movie, right, the movie doesn't at all... Right, that was sort of like a backdoor pilot for the TV show?
Yeah.
It doesn't really at all tie into the TV show.
Well, it ties in. It wasn't really a backdoor. It was like one of those, like, soft boot... I don't know. It was really weird. How they did it, reformatted the show in effort to more closely resemble the storyline of its predecessor. Yeah. So, but yeah, I mean, the movie set it up decently, I guess, but it had a lot of the history stuff, but it didn't really, you know, I don't know. It is what it is.
All right, so continuing on my list here. So another huge show from the 80s, kind of sub 1 minute, Golden Girls, 40-second TV theme song.
Well, there's only so much you can sing about friendship.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down the road and back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
Unfortunately, I don't have like a modern equivalent of that because I haven't rebooted that show yet. But the next one I actually do.
Okay.
So this is Night Court, also clocks in at 40 seconds. The new Night Court, which I'm actually a fan of, by the way, I think that's a pretty good show. It feels like a throwback.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what I like about it. 15 seconds.
Oh my God. It hurts my head. I mean, granted, you don't have, you know, like Marsha Warfield, and obviously Harry Anderson's no longer with us. I think Marsha's still alive. But the point is, you don't have all the – because that's the other thing that's changed from the 80s to now. Not only was the opening theme song and the opening intro servicing to introduce you to the show, it was also to introduce you to the characters. You know, you look at the Night Court opening theme from the 80s, and it's – Judge Harry Stone. It's Dan. Dan Field. You know, Dan Fielding. It's right. John Larroquette. It's Christine. Whatever her name was. It's Mac. It's Book. It's freaking Two Face. It's you know, Richard Mull. And the, you know, they're introducing us to all these characters, and you just don't have that now. It's like here's one musical note, and now you can watch the show and just look up the characters on Wikipedia or something.
Yeah, so it, I mean, with this, right? So with the original, kind of what you were saying, it kind of introduces us to the characters because there is like, you know, like B-roll type footage of them in different scenes and episodes. We don't get that with the new Night Court. It's literally here's the actor, here's their name, and it's right back into the episode. Mm-hmm. So that I found that kind of funny. Again, if you haven't checked that the new show out, I do recommend it. Yeah. It feels like I said, like a throwback to like an 80s sitcom. It gives you nice warm feelings of like, you know, this is something that you would not expect to see on TV today, but here it is. So I'm going to take advantage of it. The next one I've got on my list here is a show also from the 80s was pretty big. I grew up loving and watching this show. So this is Roseanne. And I looked at season one for this. It clocked in at 45 seconds.
Oh, Lord.
If you recall season one at all, right, if you're familiar with the show, if you recall season one at all, or recall the show at all, the theme song kind of changed kind of throughout the course of the show. But season one is like extremely slow. And the camera like pans around the table right in the kitchen. And it's just like, holy shit, this is going on like forever. And by the time we get to, and I've got a modern equivalent here to compare this to, right? The Connors season one. I didn't look at the reboot of Roseanne for season 10 or 9, whatever it was.
It's the same thing. Yeah.
I'm looking at Connors season one here. The intro clocks in at 36 seconds. And the reason I broke this down for season one is because if you look at the current season, which is season 5, it clocks in at 23 seconds. And they're still doing like the same thing where everyone's coming to the table in the kitchen, the camera pans around. But by the time you get to season 5 here, where it's only 23 seconds, the camera's moving so fast, you're like, damn, let me off this ride. I'm getting dizzy here. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of one of the right one of the shows where we can compare, you know, modern to what it was in the past. And yeah, we're down to from 45 seconds down to 23 seconds. So it's been almost cut in half.
Yeah, that's crazy. And oh boy, Roseanne. I remember as a kid how long that theme song was, and I'm just like, please, can we just get to her insulting her entire family or whatever, you know, whatever she did? Like,
Now, if you watch this show, because this show is like on Amazon, this show is on Peacock. If you watch this show on Amazon, you're going to get the sped up version of it. Mm-hmm. Like you'll get the original intro, but they speed it up. Mm-hmm. If you watch it on Peacock, you're getting the original version of it. The non-syndicated version. So if you want the long intro, there you go. Head over to Peacock. The next one on my list here, this also comes from the 80s, Saved by the Bell.
Yep.
Intro clocks in at 1:03. When I wake up in the morning and the alarm gets out of warning, I don't think I'll ever make it on time. By the time I grab my books and
give myself a look. I'm at the corner just in time to see the bus fly by. It's all right, 'cause I'm saved by the bell. If the teacher pops a test, I know I'm in a mess, and my dog ate all my homework last night. Riding low on my chair, she won't know that I'm there. If I can hand it in tomorrow, it'll be all right. It's all right, 'cause I'm saved by the bell. It's all right, 'cause I'm saved by the bell.
Yeah, but it was an upbeat intro.
Upbeat intro. I love the intro. I love that show growing up. Yep. That was a Saturday morning show. If you – I don't have – let me look it up really quick. I want to see what the college years was.
Oh, Standing at the Edge of Tomorrow, I want to say it's under a minute.
Yeah, so this – it looks like 45 seconds.
And I love the College Years theme so much more than
I love that show.
Yeah.
I'm just so sad that it was like so short-lived.
Yep.
So in looking at a more modern equivalent, there has been, right, a Saved by the Bell reboot. It lasted two seasons on Peacock. That clocked in, which was also a sort of reworking of the original song, clocks in at 30 seconds. Right. And that's one of those streaming only shows, right? You can't watch it on TV. It's not on any sort of network. You've got to watch it on streaming. Clocks in at 30 seconds. In terms of what I've got here for the shortest intro. Now, maybe there is something shorter, but this is what I found to be the shortest. This was a show that I watched. I loved. It's gone now, but it was on NBC. And that is the drama known as This Is Us.
Yeah.
The intro was 6 to 7 seconds. And really what that was kind of what you were talking about, where there's an intro, right? There's an intro scene. It cuts to sort of like a title card. It's a little bit of an animated title card. It just says, This Is Us, with a little stinger music over the top of it, and right back into the show.
Yeah. Because at some point, television networks thought, oh, the theme song thing, that's overrated. People just want to watch the show itself. And that's not necessarily true. We grew up on theme song television, and, you know, it's just one of those things.
Yep. So I wanted to turn next here to some PBS Kids stuff like I was talking about previously. Mm-hmm. So looking at Sesame Street, right? So that's something I watched growing up in the 80s. I recall, you know, my grandma used to watch my brother and I when my parents were working, and, you know, we were out of school. My grandma would watch us. We would always watch Sesame Street at her house. What I was able to find is that the older theme song and the one that I've got here is from 98 to 2001. I was not watching Sesame Street at the time. I was watching it in the 80s, but I looked up the 80s one, and it's roughly the same amount of time, about 1 minute.
Yeah.
The Sesame Street currently, 30 seconds. So they've cut it in half.
Well, I mean, they've had a lot going on in the last 40 years, so I figured, you know, the older you get, the shorter the theme song is going to get.
Apparently. But if you look at something like, and this is another one of the shows that my daughter really likes, it's called Molly of Denali. It's got a full 1 minute. It's got this, you know, this full-featured theme song. It's got lyrics to it, 1 minute long.
Now, I wonder, because I don't have kids, I'm never having children. It's just not going to happen. It's fine. I'm too old at this point. But I wonder if that's because they need to capture kids. Like, that's a show that's a new show that is, you know, trying to – it's basically like what Sesame Street or Mr. Rogers or whatever was for us back as kids in the 80s. Like, they're trying to capture kids. So they figure, oh, one-minute theme song for a kids show, that works perfectly fine because it'll grab their attention. I guess. I don't know.
This summer, something new is coming to PBS Kids.
Molly, up the Nolly.
Let's go!
She's Molly, up the Nolly.
By plane, a sled, or snowshoe, she is ready to explore. From Cactola down to Juneau, always wanting to learn more.
Yeah.
Together with her best friend, Tui, always by her side. Discovering the outdoors on adventures day and night.
Come along with Wally.
Wally.
Through fields of fire we.
Come along with Wally.
Wally. From tundra to the sea.
Let's see Joe. Let's go.
Molly up the Nolly.
Yeah.
She's Molly up the Nolly.
Come on.
Let's go. Molly of Denali, an all-new show coming this summer to PBS Kids.
She's Molly of Denali.
I mean, it's possible. Another one that I'm looking at here is Arthur, mm-hmm. which ran like forever on PBS,
yep.
minute and 6 seconds.
Yeah, that's...
So, and when you compare that with like, I don't know, I don't even know like what some of the more modern animated shows are on like, because right, there's not really anything on network TV anymore that I'm aware of when it comes to cartoons.
Yeah, no.
Right, for like something like Saturday morning or like after school, all of that is like on Nickelodeon, Nick
Plus.
Teen,
yeah,
Disney. I don't know that those have super long intros. But I mean, we're not looking at something like a minute plus, right?
Yeah, I don't think so. Of course, I use Disney Plus to watch all the old stuff, not the new stuff. But I know the just as an example for us, like Star Wars, the Clone Wars, and I know Clone Wars came out years ago, but it is on Disney Plus. Like that opening theme, like I said, it's like one or two musical notes to get you in and out of the action, kind of thing. Let me just look up a buddy of mine. His daughter actually is the voice of Gwen in Spidey and His Amazing Friends. Let me just look this up and see if I can.
That's another show that my daughter watches
awesome.
Almost religiously on Disney Plus.
Cool. I'm trying to see. Come on, Disney, do your job.
But while you're doing that, I looked up the most recent Transformers cartoon,
mm-hmm.
right? So that's also on Nickelodeon. 24 second intro.
Wow. That's crazy. And you're talking about Earthspark, right?
Correct.
Oh, nice. Thanks, Disney Plus. You don't actually give the time. You give the time like seeking, but oh, there it is. Yeah, I want to say it's like, I don't know, 30 seconds, 45 seconds. Maybe it just depends. Maybe it's a minute on there. I don't know. I don't watch the show. I just, like I said, I know my buddy. I know he had mentioned his daughter was the voice of Gwen in that. So. Yeah, the Transformers theme songs, not that we're going to go all Transformers on you folks here, but those That could be an interesting episode for all things Transformers, to clock out each theme song over the last 40 years to see whether they've gotten shorter or longer. I know most of them have gotten shorter.
Yeah. Yeah, so Spidey and His Amazing Friends is about 1:04.
Okay. Well, that's pretty good. That's pretty long.
Yeah, I guess that shows on Disney Junior. I don't know that we've...
It's on Disney Junior probably, but it's also here on Disney Plus. Like,
yeah, I was going to say, I don't know that I've ever seen it on, you know, the network. But yeah. That's how we watch it at home, is on Disney Plus.
Yeah. Because everything is streaming now, folks, don't you know?
So those are kind of some of the, right. So I guess what I'm seeing right over time here is obviously the intros are getting less and less, especially on network TV. But something else that I'm seeing that I kind of brought up to you before we started recording is that there are still some long and lengthy intros for shows, but these shows seem to be kind of what I call sort of boutique shows, sort of niche shows, or that they're on like paid services. Right, so I've got a couple examples here of those. So looking at The Last of Us, right? So that's a brand new hit show on HBO and HBO Max. That clocks in 1:04.
The Last of Us? Oh, Yes, The Last of Us. I hate my brain sometimes, folks, because we were talking about This Is Us earlier, and I'm like, wait a minute. This Is Us ended. It's dead. It's dead, Jim.
Yeah, 67 seconds.
I know. But like when you said The Last of Us, the first thing I thought, I still had This Is Us. I'm like, wait a minute. I was like, combined. Can you imagine This Is Us and The Last of Us combining into one show? That would be really weird.
That'd be drama overload.
Yes, it would be.
So that's Pedro Pascal, Last of Us. Mm-hmm. Not Milo Ventimiglia and This Is Us. But yeah, so that's on HBO, HBO Max, clocks in 1:04. Mm. And a lot of that is if you haven't seen the show, it's got essentially a CGI animated intro. And, you know, well, it's got like names, you know, flashing on the screen. Mm-hmm. But it's a really unique and interesting looking animation. That if you haven't seen it, I would recommend checking it out on YouTube. But that's one where I can think of that is, you know, lengthy. One show that I can think of that I don't watch, but I recall reading about having a lengthy intro is, now it just left my head. Game of Thrones. That also has a lengthy intro.
All right. So I don't know if I've told my Game of Thrones story on this podcast specifically, but you know how cable companies, and the premium channels, get a free week. I'm like, okay, fine. Free weekend of HBO. Fine. I will go ahead and I will see what everyone is talking about with this, you know, Game of Chairs. And yes, that is a Sesame Street reference, folks. I will link that video in the show notes, because that to me is much better than the 15 minutes of nothing but walking that they did. I watched the first season, first episode. Other than the theme song, all is they did for 15 minutes of that show is walk and did nothing. I'm like, this is boring. Go away. Bye. See you later. I'm out. Peace. Yeah, I'm not a Game of Thrones fan.
Yeah, I mean, I've never seen an episode. So.
If you like high octane action, you know, shows, I would not say, and maybe it is that way later, but it's one of, as far as I can tell, it's one of these like Lord of the Rings, Harry Potter, like fantasy type shows, and not for me.
So I've got two more on my list here.
Sure.
And again, these are shows that have already kind of come and gone. Mm-hmm. So they're a few years old at this point, with the exception of one. Okay. So that, I guess I'll talk about that one. So the most recent one is The Walking Dead season 11. That clock.
Okay.
That clocks in 55 seconds. We'll be right back.
Oh, zombies.
And then the last one I have on the list, which is, it's been a while since it's been on. There has been a spinoff. I do not recall how long the spinoff's intro is because I didn't watch that show, but Sons of Anarchy, they used to air on FX.
Oh, yeah.
That clocked in at about 55 seconds.
Right into this world, all alone. You gotta take your soul, you're on your own. The crow flies straight, a perfect line. On the devil's back until you die. Gotta raise some hell before they take you down. Gotta live this life. Gotta live this world.
There's a spin-off of that?
There is, yes.
Really? That's interesting. I did not know. I just thought that show ended.
Nope, it's called The Mayans. So it follows the Mayan group.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah, I never got into that show.
See, I never watched it when it was on and airing until the last two seasons. I actually started getting into it sort of like I did with The Walking Dead, although I fell off The Walking Dead. I sort of started to get into it when it was airing on Netflix. I'm like, oh, I could start binge watching this and watching it kind of, you know, episode after episode. I'm like, I'm really getting into this. This is pretty good. But again, I also ride a motorcycle. So I'm like,
well, yeah,
so this is kind of fun for me to watch some of this. So yeah, that was all I had on my list. Again, this, you being on the Knight Rider podcast got me starting to think about this. And then especially when it came to the A-Team, when I saw it on TV, I'm like, there's no way in hell any TV show today is going to have an intro like this, at least this long. But apparently as we're looking at some of these shows that are on, premium streaming services or premium channels on cable, they do or can have longer, lengthier, intros. So I think it really just depends on maybe the network that they're on, as well as, you know, maybe how much money is going into these things. Because another one that I don't have on the list here, because I don't have the time code, but another long and lengthy one is another long and lengthy one. Yeah. Another long and lengthy intro.
That's what she said.
That's what she said is, the Lord of the Rings on Amazon, that TV show. Another long intro there. So I think it really comes down to maybe how much money is being pumped into the show.
Yeah.
What service they're on, and you know, whether or not that there are commercials that you have to contend with.
Yeah. And I don't know about you, but if I am wanting to watch any content, I would much rather pay to have no ads than to just watch it. Like, I am too old for commercials at this point. If it's a good commercial and I can see it on YouTube, fine. But just the whole interruption aspect of, like, don't interrupt my shows. Leave me alone. Let me watch this in peace, damn it. Get off my lawn. Yeah. Getting too old for this shit, folks.
And again, if you haven't checked out the new Night Court, I highly recommend checking it out.
I've seen clips of it on YouTube. I do need to check it out. But what I have seen, I've very much enjoyed. It is a very good new reboot show.
So I will say episode one, probably not that great. When they debuted the show, they showed episode one and two back to back. Probably a good choice. Episode one had to deal with a lot of exposition.
Right.
To kind of set up the show. So not the best, but it does kind of get you going for the show. But once they hit episode two, I think it's much better. Yeah. And then every episode since, I've really enjoyed. Episode two actually had, I think it's episode two or episode three. Now I can't remember. Actually has a Golden Girl reference in it, which is pretty funny.
Nice.
So yeah, that's a show I highly recommend checking out, especially if you're someone who grew up in the 80s, you're familiar with this show. It just sort of feels like a really nice throwback to a type of show that we don't see nowadays.
Yeah, absolutely. And while this has been a very short show of Geekcast Radio because Jesse has to run, I do want to mention our good buddy that also is on the GCRN with us, Optimus Solo. He has been planning for a few years now his own podcast, his own, I don't know if he's making it a video series. I don't remember. And I'm sorry, Kevin, I forgot about this, but it's called Intro to Themes. And he will be debuting it at some point in the future where he basically analyzes TV and cartoon and other theme songs in media. So he'll be doing that at some point or another. I don't know exactly when. We are going to probably close this out. Anything you want to promote before I run through the outro, sir?
Nothing for me other than, I guess, if you want to check out my YouTube channel, I did recently post a Transformers review, which is not something I do anymore, but it's on there. So it's that's youtube.com/ I don't even know.
Jesse Early, I believe. It's just your, is it still Matrix Prime?
It's still Matrix Prime, but I don't, let me check it out here. Matrix.
I'll have the link in the show notes, folks.
This is youtube.com/ Matrix
underscore Prime.
Underscore Prime. I don't know, it's not loading. Yeah, Matrix underscore Prime. So I most recently reviewed the Earthspark Optimus Prime figure.
Oh, very cool, very cool. Yeah, I will have your channel linked in the show notes.
Sweet, appreciate it. All right. Okay. And then the other thing to promote again, Night Court. Check it out.
Yes, Night Court.
Check I don't get paid by NBC to say that, but I'm just.
I wish we got paid to talk about this stuff from NBC, but sadly that'll never happen.
No.
All right, I have no idea what's coming up next, folks. Here on Geekcast Radio, I don't know if it's going to be an interview, if it's going to be another topic thing or whatever, but thank you for listening to us here on Geekcast Radio. If you'd like to get in contact with us, leave feedback for the show, there's several ways to do so. Visit the website geekcastradio.com, where you can listen to and comment on all of our content. Here are all the ways you can listen to us nowadays: Apple, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and any other podcatching client you choose to use, but I personally prefer Spotify because it has the best UI for me anyway. Follow us on Twitter at Geekcast Radio for the Network. I am at TFG1 Mike. What is your Twitter if you'd like to give it out?
Nah, I'm not promoting that.
Okay.
I'll promote my Mastodon. You got to find me on there.
All right. Well, what's your Zord name then?
I don't even know off the top of my head.
Yeah. He's on social media, folks. You'll find him. Just Google him. It's fine. Hey, you know, at least he's probably not going to be the CEO for much longer. He may still own the thing, but at least he's going to step down at some point, or so I've heard.
I don't think that'll change anything.
Yeah.
At Jesse, J-E-S-S-E, Early, E-A-R-L-E-Y on Mastodon.
There you go. It's been a hive of scum and villainy since before he took over, so, you know, nothing has really changed. Become a fan on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/GeekcastRadioNetwork. We hope you enjoyed this episode of the show. And join us next time when we'll be talking about something. For now, I am TFG1 Mike with
Jesse.
Thank you for listening. Until next time.